It's Dan Clark here from tbldaily.com, and I'm lucky enough to be speaking with Alex Wells of the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Orioles' Class A short season affiliate. Alex has made a great start to his professional career, and today we're going to talk about his experiences within the Orioles organisation thus far. Okay, Alex, I guess first off, when did you arrive in Maryland, and how have you spent your time between then and the season commencing recently?
Arrived in Maryland about 2 weeks ago for 4 days of practice before the season started, then headed up to Hudson Valley to begin the season.
Very good. And how have you found your experiences there so far? And are there some teammates you've formed a close bond with?
I've got along with the team, everyone on the team well. I enjoy hanging out with all the guys. We're a good bunch of guys and get along well, so yeah.
Good. For those unaware, Alex is an identical twin, and his brother Lachlan is pitching in the minor leagues as well. He's with the Minnesota Twins organization. Alex, have you had a chance to catch up with him recently while you've been over there?
Only when we're down in extended spring training. It's the only time we got to see each other, when we played against each other. But other than that, we just talk on the phone and catch up. Like, that's the only way we can catch up, really. Don't really get a chance to go see each other. But we try and talk to each other on the phone as much as we can.
And are you finding it's quite helpful having him there? Obviously, he's been there 12 months longer than you have. Are you finding being able to talk to him frequently and share experiences, is that quite helpful over there?
Yeah, he's told me what to expect. When I got over here for my first year, told me what to expect, told me to be ready for anything. Anything can happen at any moment, and just prepare yourself to pitch as best to your ability as you can, and just hopefully it all goes well.
That's good. I guess being such a long way from home, having someone from your own family, let alone an identical twin, is really helpful, I'm sure. Now, let's talk about your professional debut, which came against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Here you got to make the start on opening day, and it was a pretty solid outing, allowing just the 4 hits and two runs in 5 innings of work. What was that experience like for you?
It was an amazing honour to start opening day for the Ironbirds. But I enjoyed it. I loved every minute of it out there. I just tried not to focus on the big crowd they had there. I just tried to focus on the gloves, and it worked out. Shame I gave up the 2 runs, but it happens. It's baseball. I bounced back my next outing, but like as I said, it was a good experience, amazing honour. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Was there a sense of relief as well, getting that first one out of the way and obviously performing quite well?
Yeah, it definitely was. To get the first one out of the way, I just felt a lot better. Had a little bit of nerves going into the game, but just to get through the 5 innings, get the first one out of the way, it was just good.
Good. And I guess that second outing was even more impressive. We needed just 71 pitches to throw 6 shutout innings against the Auburn Doubledays. Of those 70 pitches, 51 were strikes, and that was a really impressive performance, and that led to your first professional win. You obviously felt pretty good out there.
Yeah, I felt amazing out there. Had a lot of control with the fastball and breaking ball changeup. That was a big part of my game plan, to have all 3 pitches with good command. And work the fastball on the inside and outside half the plate, which was good.
Yeah, good. And from the footage I've seen of you, it looks like you pitch to contact and look for those ground ball outs. Is that your style, and has that always been the case?
Yeah, that's the way I've always tried to pitch to contact, work both sides of the plate, and don't get hit too hard, just pitch ground balls.
Yeah. And with your great start so far, what's the feedback you've received from Ironbirds manager Lewis Pujols, or even pitching coach Justin Lord? Have they had much to say to you?
They just told me, good job, way to pound the zone, way to get in there and attack the hitters. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and I guess in closing, what are your expectations for the rest of the season? You know, have you set yourself some personal goals?
I've set some goals, but just to have a good season overall, just to keep the command there on the inside and the outside half the plate, get good breaking ball, good change up down the zone. That's the main goals this year.
Keep it simple and hopefully everything falls into place, eh?
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Alex, thanks for taking the time to catch up today and all the best for the season ahead. I guess, you know, all of us here, both in Australia, from an Aussie perspective and also from an Orioles fans perspective, we hope that the success you've had continues and we're able to watch you progress through the Orioles organisation over time and hopefully one day see an Aussie out there in Baltimore Orange. So thanks again and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks for having me.